format is a very special configuration of contemporary jazz performance. What necessarily does it mean to you to have that full orchestral organ feel?
To have, well, you know, this is something that I fell in love with from the recordings of Wes Montgomery and George Benson when I first started trying to play jazz. And it, we talked a little bit earlier about this. It's its own flavor, and not everybody likes it. The organ trio, you know, because of the fact that the bass playing is being done by the organist's left hand and or foot.
Mm-hmm.
So that has a very different whole feel to it, because it's a little mushy and it's a little sort of vague in some spots, and they have the volume pedal that controls the volume of everything. So, you know, just the feel of the trio vibe-wise is different than if you have a pianist and a bassist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool and it's different. And there's just so much in the way of classic jazz that has been recorded in this format, or, you know, you add like a fourth piece as a saxophone or something like that, and just, it's just music that I fell in love with when I was a kid. So for me, it's always a treat to be able to get around, especially people like, you know, Todd and Jeff that do it so well. It's like, it's such a great opportunity to come here and play with a nice greasy trio. I love it.
Yeah, well, there's any amount of grease that's been distributed throughout the United States of America. Of course, you mentioned George Benson, who came of age in a large part with Jack McDuff on the organ. Mm-hmm. And then when he formed his own group, it was Dr. Lonnie Smith,
mm-hmm.
who's still performing on the scene today. With Wes Montgomery, Jimmy Smith, in many respects, mm-hmm. launched him up to there. Mm-hmm. But as well, how about, I was blindsided by this reference coming into the discussion, the Montgomery brothers, Wes Monk and Buddy, also played with George Shearing,
mm-hmm.
Who also apparently had a group that touches your career.
Yeah, Charlie Shoemake has a Shearing tribute band that I now have become a member of kind of by default. And it doesn't work all that much, but it's, again, for me, such a thrill to play those arrangements and just be part of that sound, which, again, you know, because of the vibes and piano and guitar, bass and drums, it's got that block chord thing and that very distinctive stylized thing that Shearing did so well. And it's like, to play those arrangements is to just step back more than a few decades in history and just, you know, wear those shoes. And it's a thrill. It's just, it's such a thrill and a pleasure to play that stuff. I get a big kick out of it.
It's incredible the way that music can make you feel nostalgic for times that you missed out on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as such, it's an important role that musicians and fans alike play in passing this music on to the next generation. As people will once claim themselves, you know, I played with Frank Potenza. Who are some of the people that that you're keeping your eye on right now?
Well, you know, I teach at University of Southern California. So there are a lot of really good guitar players in this program. There are about 33 students, and they're at all levels of degree. There's a bachelor's program, a master's program, and a doctor of musical arts program. So some of these people are not children. You know, some of them are 18 years old, but some of them are well into their 40s and 50s even, mm-hmm. the graduate students. So between the 33 of them, there's plenty of names coming at me. As recently as yesterday, I was in a class and somebody played me a bit of a recording of somebody that he had gone to the Blue Whale downtown in Los Angeles to hear. And I'm always hearing about new players and people that I'm either unaware of or that I've never heard play. And these people come in and they're basically trying to play their music and play in their style and transcribe their solos and all that stuff. So that's the kind of cool thing about being where I am. It's like I have plenty of stuff coming at me as far as new influences and new people to check out. And there are so many good guitar players in the world.
One of the cool things about being a Coloradoan is we're always midway between the West and East Coasts. And so it gives an opportunity for some cross-pollinization. And it's always impressive to me just how Capri Records not only continues to put out great jazz recordings, despite whatever the trends of the recording industry is going through, but the level of players that he's able to attract, Tom Burns, mm-hmm. to recording. Gary Smullyan releases on Capri, so does Jeff Hamilton, yeah. so does the Claytons as of late. And how did you happen to fall into into that group, Frank?
Well, I certainly was aware of the label for years before that. And actually, on this record, my guest with the trio is flutist Holly Hoffman.
Yes.
So she lives in San Diego, and she's very well known in the jazz community and has been recording for years and has been recording with Capri for years. So she actually was the one that introduced me to Tom and sort of presented me as somebody that he might want to consider recording. And that turned into the two projects that we've done so far. And he's been great about just letting me kind of go my own way in terms of what direction I wanted to go. And these are two very different projects, obviously, an organ trio and a tribute to Joe Pass.
Mm-hmm. And on that subject, is there anything that you've got in the back of your mind that you've been piecing together these years since then?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I have any number of different things that I haven't done. I would like to do a trio with just bass and drums. And I'm very interested in solo guitar. And that traditionally is something that it's just difficult to sell that. It's difficult to get earplay for it because it doesn't have as much excitement just volume-wise mm-hmm. as a lot of jazz recordings. But that's very near and dear to my heart, partly because, you know, my influence, the influence that Joe Pass had on me steered me heavily in the direction of the solo guitar thing. So I love that. That scares the daylights out of me, and I love doing that, trying to do that. But I like playing with a good band, too, and it could be a good band that's like just me and a bass player or me with a trio. I do a fair amount of big band guest soloist spots now, which is really fun. And it's really, it's such a different setting for a guitarist in a big band to be featured and to be out front and to be the soloist and be playing the melodies, because so often we're, you know, just playing in the rhythm section and, you know, asked to be Freddie Green or something like that. And that's exciting too, but to stand in front of a big band and play a whole set where you're featured playing the melody and being the soloist is just like, it's a gas.